views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, as always, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, today's show, and being the last show of the month, will continue with May's theme of the afterlife, of heaven, and our one true home, with today's show entitled Speaking to Our Loved Ones Across the Veil. You know, when the Posse of Angels gave me this title, I sought to ask them if they could tell me what they foresaw in the coming months. And they reminded me that the conscious collective is at a crucial time of renewal, rebirth, and regeneration. And we are about to go into a summer solstice at the end of June. As the consciousness raises on the planet, there will be many souls in human form who will be coming to the end of their physical contracts, and they'll be crossing back to their one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness in spirit, just like my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, states. Now, these souls contracted to help with the raising of the consciousness on the planet, and they are exiting at the exact date, the exact time, and the exact circumstances that they wrote in their contract, in their book of life, to return to spirit from their physical human incarnation here on Earth. You know, not long after I had this conversation with the Posse of Angels, I received a devastating phone call from a client, and she discovered that her 19-year-old son had committed suicide. The shock and the profound sadness was overwhelming, and she said she had no idea how she was going to go on with her life. Even though one may have the deepest spiritual knowing that we never die, how is it possible to go on when a cherished loved one is physically not there with us anymore? Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that after such a devastating loss, It is not our role to figure out how we're going to go on, because all we can hope to do is to literally survive in the present moment by bringing our attention only to the now, only to our breath. It will help us survive for just one more breath, one more moment, one more second, one more minute, one more hour, and then one more day. And while the Posse of Angels do not have definitive answers as to how to cope with one's grief, they're suggesting that one of the greatest things that we can do when we have lost a loved one, a loved one's crossed over, is for us to either walk or sit in the glories of Mother Nature and allow her healing energies to comfort us through this immense, unfathomable sadness. By sitting in silence, one can observe the signs that the angels and our loved ones who have crossed over are sending to us. Now, for instance, this friend whose son had committed suicide, this friend told me that the night after she found out about her son's passing, she felt an overwhelming urge to take a walk along the ocean. While she stood and she stared into the night sky, she saw a shooting star and she received shivers and tingles all over her body. She told me of her son's love for astronomy and that he loved shooting stars and he did a lot of research on them. She'd never seen a shooting star before, and in her heart, she knew without a shadow of a doubt, it was her son saying that he was safe and happy now that he was with God. The Posse of Angels are assuring us that her son, who had been very troubled while in his human incarnation, was indeed now home with God. He was free from all his illusions of low self-worth, and no longer had any pain, nor did he feel any separation. You know, I explained to my friend that her son would have much to do across the veil, as he'll have to address his actions in his life's review and go over his contract with the Etheric Council. But I assured her that there is no blame. There is certainly no shame in heaven. It just doesn't exist. Unlike our planet, where there is often judgment and condemnation, in heaven there's only love and compassion. And no soul is left behind and shunned, no matter what decisions and no matter what choices that they choose to make. Yet, within time, her son will have to review what he has done. But his first priority when he crossed over was that he would have been met and he would have been welcomed back to his one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness by his loved ones. And he would have been made to feel comfortable, loved, secure, and safe. Her son is available for her to connect with and communicate with as he lives on in heaven because love never dies. That's how strong love is. And the Posse of Angels is saying to all out there who have had loved ones cross over that indeed love never dies and that our loved ones would have all gone to heaven. They are assuring us that despite what many have been programmed to believe, the only hell that exists is the hell that we create for ourselves as humans through our perpetuated illusions of separation from God and from our divine eternal natures. In my previous radio shows in May, I spoke about the dark, murky plains of heaven. This is the closest level to Earth, as it's the level that is reflective of darker or more negative energies that souls have within themselves when they cross over. This negativity within is accumulated through unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness, or anything else that separates us from our divine eternal nature of love, peace, empathy, compassion, all of those beautiful things, and unconditional love. Now, if you missed any of the previous shows in May or my years of the many interesting topics that the Posse of Angels have given me to speak about, you can go to my host page, my Claire Candy Hoff page on Transformation Talk Radio, and all my many years of topics from the Posse of Angels and myself are all there because they're archived on that my host page, and you can listen to them at on any day at any time that is convenient to you. Now, on a personal note about speaking to loved ones across the veil, I speak to my grandmother every single day. Her loving, supportive, caring, her no-nonsense advice has helped me through countless hardships and has provided me with her unique blend of wise insights. I don't know where I would be, would have been in my life without her guidance and her deep devotion to my happiness and well-being. My grandmother is my guardian angel. Here she comes in, just getting shivers all over, and she crossed over when I was 8 years old. I hear her voice, and I smell her favorite perfume, which was lilac. I smell her lilac perfume when she comes to call. To verify that it is she shows me a vision of some sort of traditional ethnic food that was customary for her to make at holiday dinners. And she's laughing now. I can hear her. And she's saying she wasn't a very good cook. She says, and on the subject of food, she's saying to me, I should eat more because she thinks I'm too skinny. Perhaps my grandmother Sarah needs glasses, even though she is in heaven. You know, although she's passed from my physical life, she's every bit as sharp, intelligent, kind, sweet, loving, and determined now that she is no longer in physical form and she resides in heaven. You know, everyone, the fact that I speak to my grandmother every day is not unusual, and it's not strange for me. The difference between myself and the many people who don't hear the voices of loved ones who have crossed over is that they are choosing to think that this is not possible, and they're not open to listen and receive their loved ones' messages. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that probably the hardest thing in communicating with the other side is allowing ourselves to place 100% absolute faith and trust in what we receive. It can't be, oh, I'd like to speak with my grandmother, but I really don't believe it's possible and that it will happen. Or I want to communicate with my brother or child who has passed over, but I don't want others to call me crazy if they find out. The Posse of Angels is saying that all expectations and attachment, all limiting beliefs, especially one's ego, must be released in order for us to be open to receive messages from across the veil. Now, in order to open clear lines of communication, one must make this connection a priority in their lives. The more we make connecting, the more we make anything a priority in our lives and put focus and attention on it, the more it expands. And certainly when we put our attention, make this a priority, make it meaningful and important, we are creating space and intention and energy for it to grow, as I said. And we create the possibility of it happening. Now, here are some suggestions for speaking with our loved ones across the veil. You might want to create a special time and place where you will not be disturbed for this to happen, because many signs from across the veil are very subtle indeed. Maybe you would like to turn off all technology, light a candle, perhaps play some beautiful music. Center on your heart. Focus on your breathing. And then open yourself to feel. Feel the love for that person. It's really important that you don't overthink what you're doing. There's no right and there's no wrong way. So open yourself to put your focus on feeling the love for that person. The Posse of Angels wishes for us to remember that our loved ones hear every single one of our thoughts, and that heaven is not up there somewhere in the sky, as our loved ones reside in a parallel dimension to us, which is actually closer than our next breath. It's closer than our next heartbeat. After we create a very sacred space, the Posse of Angels is suggesting that we say a prayer and ask to receive our loved ones' messages. Ask for the angels to assist us. You know, the most important thing is to relax and allow yourself to feel their presence. The more that you put your focus on them being dead and gone, that there's nothing that will stop that communication more in its tracks than by thinking that that person no longer exists. Now, another suggestion is to take a piece of paper and to write the person's name on it, and then write them a letter. Ask them a question or a message, and then write down whatever pops, not into your head, but into your heart. Sometimes spirit gives us images and phrases or colors, sounds or smells, like my grandmother's lilac perfume. These are all clues, but the most important thing to do is trust whatever you receive. My ex-father-in-law, when he comes in, smells of cigarette smoke. My grandfather, Abraham, he smells of cigars. God bless him. That's the way they show me that it is them, and that's my connection. I have a client whose mother absolutely loved Dean Martin, and she didn't have a good relationship when she crossed over, and she said she had no connection with her, or a very bad connection. So I suggested that she put her focus on what her mother loved. Anyway, she said her mother loved Dean Martin songs, and I said, keep feeling the love for your mother. And since her mother's passed, she has lost the count of all the Dean Martin songs she hears when she's in stores, when she's in elevators, the references to Dean Martin, and of course, the oldies radio station she listens to. Keep having faith that receiving messages from across the veil is not something that's made up, because doubt will be the greatest barrier between you having clear communication with your loved ones and no communication at all. There is no set time limit to do this. Certainly when one has a self-imposed time limit and it feels forced rather than free-flowing, then it's probably a good time to stop. Whether it's 10 seconds or 10 minutes or longer is not the point, as the Posse of Angels wish to remind us all that there is no time in heaven. There is only love. You know, probably the hardest block to dissolve when it comes to speaking to our loved ones across the veil is our own skepticism and attachment. And when we hold to an expectation as to how the messages from our loved ones need to come through, we're blind to the signs that they do send us. You know, for those of my clients who doubt that this could ever happen, I say to them, let go of expectations and put your focus on your eternal connection and love for them. Have fun. See what happens. By lightening our burden of carrying attachments as to what should happen, we open to the seemingly miraculous unbelievable to manifest for us. It's our lightness of spirit, which is our divine eternal nature, which helps us to connect with our loved ones. The loss of a loved one is enormous. It just is. It's devastating. It's a devastating experience. And the more we can allow ourselves to feel our grief and our harrowing sadness, the more we will be able to process it and heal the hurt. And then our love for them remains. By putting our focus on the fact that our love for them never dies and that we all are eternally connected, it lightens our load and it sets us free to create space for our loved ones to connect with us. You know, since my dad crossed over 3 years ago, I've received countless signs and references from him that are so deeply personal and unique to our relationship that there never was any doubt that these messages were from him. You know, when I came back, the funeral was in the East. It was over in Silver Spring, Maryland, where my mom lives. And when I came back in the first couple of weeks, really the month, I was driving along on the famous 405 highway, and I thought about my dad, and I got so sad. And I said out loud in the car, "Dad, I love you. I love you so much. I know you can hear me." And at that point, the car on the right put its indicator on and just came over in front of me. And without a word of a lie, that license plate said, "Len, L-E-N, X-O-X-O." And my father's name is Leonard. So there are so many different ways that spirit can get in contact with us. We just have to be open to receive. Now, for instance, the night that my father passed, a good friend of mine, who is a psychic medium, was traveling home to LA, and she wanted to visit us. I told her that we just got word that my dad passed, and we're making arrangements to return east for the funeral. The next morning, I received a text to look on our front porch, and there was a care package of breakfast goodies, a white flower, a teddy bear, and a letter from my friend. And she said, "Candy, your dad came to me, and he is whirring around like the Tasmanian devil. He is so happy to be out of his sick body." My dad had had a debilitating stroke. He suffered a stroke and was very ill for the next 5 years. She wrote that he kept showing her, blowing me kisses, and that he was also blowing bubbles. And she wrote that she had no idea what that meant. And he told her to remind me to keep that his little girl should keep dancing and to be happy. What this friend of mine did not know, she didn't know my dad very well, was that my dad could blow bubbles from his tongue and blow them off and make them float in the air. Now, this is a family trick. I won't do it on air now, but I can do this and my older brother can do this as well. Also, this friend did not know that when I was a little girl, like yesterday, my dad and I used to put on music and dance together, laughing and giggling, loving our kindred relationship. In fact, since his passing, he sends me so many references to dancing. I've gone into shops and restaurants, elevators, and I hear dancing songs like Dancing Queen from ABBA, Jump in the Line, Rock Your Body in Time, Dance Sonora from Beetlejuice. And just recently, I heard the lyrics to the song Lady in Red, Lady in Red, Dancing with Me by Chris de Burgh, and when I was wearing a red pashmina at the time. On each occasion when this happens, I receive shivers of confirmation that it is my dad, reminding me how proud he is of me, and how much he loves me. So the more we open our hearts with all of our faith, with all of our knowing, that it our loved ones who are living across the veil, then we open up possibilities for them to send us messages. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just before we go to the break, I would like to remind everyone of my wonderful books. The one that probably doesn't get as much attention is this book. It looks like a children's book, but believe me, it helps so many people, Angels of Faith. It helps so many people who are going through terminal illness, who are in bereavement, who have lost loved ones. It's based on my two near-death experiences and the fact that we do not die. Lovely book. Children love it as well. There's beautiful, beautiful illustrations inside. And let me get this one. Beautiful illustrations that breathe life into this lovely book, Angels of Faith. Then we have the one I've been talking about or speaking about, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, speaks about my five most important past lives. They were the most important because I grew the most spiritually during that time. And then it speaks about between those lives, when I returned to my one true home, our one true home, behind the veil of forgetfulness, what the heck did I do in the afterlife? I certainly wasn't given a halo and a harp and just floating around on clouds. All the exciting things I did when I was across the veil. And then the sequel to this book is this one, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. And it tells about the soul exchange that happened to me in January 11th of 2003, when the former soul who was in Claire Candy's physical body, which was traumatized and so saddened, contracted to walk out of the body, and I, Angel Ariel, walked in. You can find all these books on my website on angelhealinghouse.com and also on Amazon. Quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of those calls. See you on the flip side.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Huff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we take those callers for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'd like to remind everyone that that call-in number to call in for those free readings is 1-800-930-2819. If you don't have a question, you can call in about maybe an experience that you had with speaking to your loved ones across the veil, and what signs and messages perhaps that you received. Just a quick reminder before we do get to those calls, that as of last Tuesday, Gemini season started, and that will last until the June solstice on the 21st, when the sun will enter the zodiacal sign of Cancer. Now, Gemini is the third sign of the zodiac, and in numerology, that portends a lot of harmony and balance during this season. Gemini, being an air sign, also rules over our thoughts, our creativity, and our ability to communicate, to express ourselves. And determining whether we need to speak up, use your voice and speak up, or some of the best things that we can communicate is by not saying anything at all and perhaps backing down. But whichever way we choose, Gemini energy also beckons us to get clear on our truth. Another gift of air sign Gemini is learning how to just allow things to happen in their own timing and in their own way. And while the energy helps us to be organized and clear, like all of the air signs, it can definitely cause us to get overly concentrated in the mind, where things become foggy and we're prone to overthinking things. You know, being the air sign of Libra, I'm always trying to figure things out and being over intellectual. To counteract this tendency to be in our minds, try to bring yourself back to the present moment as much as possible and allow things to happen in their own time and way without forcing. Stop researching or figuring out how to make things happen. Gemini also rules over our lungs, so making time to just breathe and relax into the flow of your life are all things that are supported now. The symbol for Gemini is the twins, which gives them the gift of being able to put themselves in another person's shoes. Now, in this way, they can see and understand things from many points of view. Enjoy this thoughtful Gemini season, because once the sun moves into that watery sign of Cancer, the seas of life may get a little rough and choppy, with some very powerful eclipses which are on the horizon for us. Let's go to our phone lines. We go to Hollywood, California. Hooray for Hollywood. We have David on the line. Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Candy?
I'm very well. Hooray for Hollywood.
Right.
What's happening in your life?
Well, it's funny just listening to the whole intro, and in fact, just listening to you talk about we're in Gemini, you may have already answered the question. It's interesting because over the past 4 or 5 days, I've been doing some kind of emotional release work. Mm. And currently I've been co-writing a feature film with my friend John, and we do a reading tomorrow, and we have the opportunity to maybe have a couple known actors work on our film. Mm. And during the process, like you had mentioned in your intro, I didn't know it, but after doing the emotional release work, I think I had doubt on me acting in the movie. And so after the emotional release work, like doing some generational healing and some prenatal healing and stuff from like right now in my life, what's come forward is that idea of, oh my God, all this work that I've been doing in the healing arts now doesn't have any clarity. Like, I feel like I want to go back into acting. Like, all of a sudden, like, doing that emotional release work, I feel like, oh my God, my real calling is to be in film and TV where I started. And I've never had that much, like, I guess it's from releasing all those emotions, but I guess that's my question is that what the cards, or however it works, sees me, like, heading, is this going to bring me back into acting, or
Absolutely.
Part of it?
Yes. You know, we know early in our lives what we love doing. I knew that I loved writing. I knew I just, when I was a teenager, I would get lost in all my stories and tell them all these fantastical things to my parents and everyone. And when my career counselor asked me what I wanted to be, I said, I want to be a writer. I want to be an author. And everyone laughed at me and said, what are you going to be, a starving writer? You know, you can't make a career out of that. Go be a teacher or a secretary or a nurse or something like that,
sure.
Something responsible. We know in our hearts what we want to do. And then we go full circle and we get off track and we do what our religion or our family or our group or our organization or whatever that is tells us that we should be doing. And then we find our way back. When you said a known actor, that they want you to go back and listen to my archive show, You Are Famous, You Are a Success, because all of this is leading you, all of this work, David, is leading you back to you. You said a known actor. You are a known actor. Who better to play? If you really want to play this, then they're saying, see yourself as that known actor. Now, for many reasons, some of them may be monetary, some of them may be, you know, marketing or distribution or whatever to get a huge actor to play it rather, you know, than your huge self. You know, there are different reasons, but see yourself with all of this clearing work that you're doing is that you are famous already. You are a success already. The more you see yourself, and it may not be in this role, this screenplay may then be an opening to another acting job that catapults you back into the acting profession. But that's what I feel that this is leading you towards.
Right. Yeah. You know, what's interesting is that the possible actors that they're looking for, I would be surrounded by.
Right.
Right. So right. I would still play the part. I guess what I was saying is that, like what you were just saying, that sometimes we have to go around in a circle. And when I first started acting, I was a full-time working actor, and it was I don't want to say easy, but it was easy. I mean, things just came to me easy.
Mm.
And then I left it and things just got hard.
Yeah.
And I really had to work through the emotion that I was taught as a kid that, you know, you have to work hard and struggle to earn an income. And so I left what was easy to go play out that, I guess, pattern for a long time. And then doing this like emotional clearing work, like I was like, now I got to go clear up beating myself up. Like, all right, now I got to go clear this part out. You know, but yeah, there was a that inner knowing where I was like, well, that's what I'm here to do is I'm here to, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And you know that when you're doing it, you feel alive. You feel alive and it comes and it comes easy. The first card that's coming out for you is the Sun card. Oh my gosh, this is just the most radiant. This is when you shine the most.
Right. Yep. That's true. Yep.
When you and this is advice or suggestions that I would give to anybody. If you want to become something, then don't see yourself as an outsider. Immerse yourself in it. My husband, Pete, got started in the film industry very late, at the age of 37, 38. People said, well, you know, you're going to go to film school? And he said, no. He said, I will be happiest when I have my feet on a film set. I don't care what it is that I'm doing, but I will be surrounded by film. I will absorb everything around it. And you know, he's on the precipice of you know, in the next year, maybe 2 years, directing his own film. So this is such an encouraging card for you to yes. It's a big yes for the acting. The next card that's coming out for you is the Empress card. The Empress card is creativity. This is you. This is going to make you feel so alive. And it's not just, you know, many of us who are very telepathic, very psychic, we have trouble grounding things in the physical body. And the more you do this, the more you're going to become the magician. The more you are the magician. The magician has all that he needs to do to create things on the earth plane. And the next card for you is the transformation, the death card, which is portending a new beginning in the acting field. So the more that you surround yourself in any way, shape, or form that you can be around all these actors. I mean, you know, they're saying that once you set this intention, you're gonna start to see more celebrities. You're gonna start to see more stars. You're gonna start to really live that. So
it's funny because it's actually been happening over the past week. My daughter Harper actually has a friend, and her dad is a famous actor. Mm-hmm. And we've known each other now for like 5 years, but now we are starting to like talk, and then some other people are coming in. I was like, this is incredible. Every time I make the choice to act or to go in that field to act again, it just easily things just start coming to me. Whereas, you know, like I said, having the past like 9 or 10 years, like everything just seems like an arduous struggle. And I was like, why would I choose to struggle? And so I'm recognizing that it was probably a belief that I learned from my blue collar family.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did a program once that the title was "You Cannot Fail," because, you know, by judging many of us who don't have a 9-to-5 job, if we're not driving a certain car, if we don't own our own homes, if we don't have the status, you know, not so many dollars in our bank account, then by somebody else's benchmark, we failed. But for our happiness and the life that we know in every second that we're creating, you know, to have that joy and that feeling of abundance, you know, is very different from that old paradigm. And we cannot fail because we've gone into the fourth and fifth dimensional reality. That is where our being and our excitement and our passion, it's like in every second we're painters and we're painting the portrait of our lives. And we get so giddy with excitement when we do that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's definitely true. And what's also just popped in my head when you were speaking was that I grew up in a family where both my mom and dad were, they never pursued their actual dreams.
Yeah.
They just took 9-to-5 jobs, which is fine because it worked for them. So I was in an environment where I had examples of people thriving to go do what that brings them joy.
Yeah.
And so I was the first one in the family to do that. And then I just kind of went back to whatever belief system I had because I was like, well, maybe I don't deserve this or whatever, no matter how easy it is, right? Because I wasn't working hard at it.
Right.
It wasn't hard for me to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so many of us felt like that, the black sheep of the family, you know, when, you know, somebody asked me, so what are you doing? You know, I said, I'm writing a book. You know, I'm writing my sixth or seventh book. How do you make any money doing that? You know, it's like because of the joy and the abundance that we're feeling, because of the joy and the absolute enthusiasm, then light that sparks life to send us different avenues for money to find us, for that energy of abundance to find us. It's no more about number of clients. It's no more about likes and followers and clicks. It's just staying in that abundant energy. If you, D, everyone I call D, David D, if you, D, could please just stay around acting, anything to do with acting. I mean, even go on a Universal tour. Take yourself to Grauman's, get on your knees and put your hands in somebody's handprints or footprints that you absolutely adore.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I definitely will. You know, we're doing a reading of
those
our
things
script.
Have been, yeah. So I'm so excited for you. And I got to get your autograph because you're going to be too busy to give me an autograph.
I would love it. Yeah.
All right. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. It was great. Thank you. I appreciate all the stuff that you do.
Thank you, sweet. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Peter in Los Angeles. Hi, Peter. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What is happening in your life?
Things are moving along okay. I guess a little more slowly than I would have hoped, but that's okay. I mean, there's still progress, and that's cool. I think I'm just learning a bit of patience, which is fine. But what you had mentioned about some changes coming in June, I was just wondering if there was, I guess, just a general reading. Because things are progressing, I don't really need any new information, but I'm wondering if there is any pieces of information that I don't know that might help me out in June, I'm wondering what's going to happen next month, basically. So
okay, all right. Well, the first thing that did come to my heart was eclipse season is coming up. We have the June summer solstice, and the summer solstice, you know, in all different kinds of faiths and beliefs, is that summer harvest. Is that summer harvest time with, and I'm just getting shivers all over, where things go kaboom, and all the energy that we've given into something, you know, really, we must have planted the seeds and put the energy into something in order then to get that summer harvest. I have, I'm just thinking of myself, I've got a couple of projects that I started years ago. I mean, I started writing the book, and then I've just recently done the audio book. And then I've been working on some cards, designing cards, and I started that about a year and a half ago. And those will come to harvest this summer. So what I'm saying is there's going to be a kaboom this particularly on this June summer solstice. Also with the eclipses show us and reveal things that have been hidden. They want you to know that everything is going at the perfect pace. Things are not going slowly, Pete. Things are not going slowly. They are going absolutely in perfection the way they were. Another message. Don't beat yourself up that this should have happened sooner, because nothing would have happened with it. They're saying that the people didn't have time for it. They were busy with other projects. And so you think that, you know, maybe you should have done this or written this sooner or done this sooner. That's not the case. This is perfection for it to come to fruition at this time. It is only a matter of divine timing. And they're saying to please release and surrender any expectation around what you think should happen. There will be unexpected surprises. They will be magical. They will be magical. They're showing me people giving you money. They just, for this that you were speaking about, they're showing somebody holding out their hand and just coins just falling into your lap. That's what they're saying. This is all foretold. This is all karmic. You knew this when you were a young man. you knew this and you took yourself off track because you wanted to be accepted, or like the you and David are very much in that respect. You traveled off your path and now you're coming full circle. And they're saying, it's time to come full circle and you are going to be repaid big time karmically for believing in this and all of the focus and attention that you've put on it. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Yeah, it is very fortuitous what is going to happen for you. The Six of Cups is people from the past coming back to help you. Okay, these are people who karmically, you made a contract with them that they will step up and bring you the finances, bring you the connections, just like David was talking about. When you're around what you love doing, things will happen easily for you. They want you to state out loud, thank you. Thank you for my investors. Thank you for those people believing in me. Thank you. As if it's already happened. Stop projecting yourself in the future, because Spirit has done such a wonderful job. You, of course, you co-created with them unconsciously, but creating these people from your past that love you, that want your projects to succeed, all of this. And they're going to be stepping up big time when that kaboom happens. Speaking about kaboom, we have the Tower. Boom! You know, lots of people fear the Tower. In some decks, it shows people throwing themselves off the Tower. But the great thing about the Tower is it reveals. This is that eclipse season coming up. This reveals all those things that were happening behind the scenes. Kaboom! They come forward. And just like the phoenix rising from the ashes, whatever is that kaboom with the Tower and reveals itself, then afterwards, the new comes in. And the next one is, and I'm not surprised, is the Emperor card. And the Emperor card saying, this is the way people will be seeing you. The Emperor energy, and I've always said that, is very different from a king. A king got his place because he was born into it. But an Emperor is beloved because of his kindness, his compassion, his no-nonsense, very square as a line, his intellect and his compassion, and the combination of both of those. And this is the way you'll be seen as the Emperor. And it will see you working hard, but it'll see you just adoring what you love doing. I usually pull three cards, but they want me to pull a fourth one for you. And that card is the working hard card. Isn't that funny? That's the being remarkable card. Working at your craft, loving what you're doing, and being remunerated financially for it. So, Mr. Peter, I certainly wouldn't, sort of be stressed in any way. This is karmically all divinely ordered, and those people from your past, those souls that you wrote into your contract to step up, they will be stepping up and they will be coming in. So I hope all that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye. And very similar, those two callers, David and Peter, you know, about being around what you love doing. Immerse yourself in it and then let God and the angels take care of the rest. Now, just a note here that we are experiencing some magnetic energy, solar flare energy that is causing many people to feel restless, anxious, like they can't, inability to sleep, fatigued, disoriented, all of those things. Some people have told me that they've had great, vivid dreams or nightmares. This periodic solar flare shock waves are important because they help shift the vibrations on the planet, but if you've been experiencing these things, anxiety, a bit disoriented, it happens because it's raising our frequency to help during these times so that you can benefit from these energy shifts. Drink plenty of filtered water. It helps to take Epsom salt baths, sit in quiet reflection, spend time in nature, of course. Maybe eat lighter fare, brown rice, fruits and vegetables. You know, breathe deeply, forgiveness, release, surrender, and practice kindness, compassion, acceptance, and empathy, especially for yourself. Remain aware of recurring thoughts and bringing them back to thoughts about peace. When possible, temporarily disconnect from technology and anything, or for that matter, anyone that feels energetically toxic and draining for you. And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to my callers today. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Anybody who's referred or recommended others to the show, remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Remember my books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and I'm an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. These all can be purchased on angelhealinghouse.com or on Amazon. And do remember, everyone, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next.